said the way my blue eyes shined, put those Georgia stars to shame that night. They said that's a lie.
Singer-songwriter Taylor Swift was born on this date in 1989. Swift spent her early years on her family's Christmas tree farm. Her grandmother had been a professional opera singer, and Swift soon followed in her footsteps. By the age of 10, she was singing at a variety of local events, including fairs and contests. She sang the Star Spangled Banner at a Philadelphia 76ers game at the age of 11 and began writing her own songs and learning guitar at 12 years old. A stellar performance at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville helped Swift get a contract with Big Machine Records. She released her first single, Tim McGraw, in 2006, and the song became a top 10 hit on the country charts. It also appeared on her self-titled debut album in October of that same year, selling more than 2.5 million copies. In 2007, she won the Horizon Award from the Country Music Association and the Academy of Country Music Award for Top New Female Vocalist. In 2008, Swift was nominated for a Grammy Award in the Best New Artist category and won the Academy of Country Music's Female Vocalist of the Year Award and the American Music Award's Favorite Female Country Artist Award. In 2008, Swift released her next album, Fearless, which hit the top of both the country and pop charts and stayed there for 11 weeks. By the end of the year, the singer had become the highest-selling country artist of 2008. She released her most recent album called Speak Now in October of this year. Wiley Branton was born in Pine Bluff on this date in 1923. Branton was a civil rights leader in Arkansas who helped desegregate the University of Arkansas School of Law and later filed suit against the Little Rock School Board in a case that went to the Supreme Court as Cooper versus Aaron. His work to end legal segregation and inequality in Arkansas and the nation was well known in his time. On this date in 1577, Sir Francis Drake of England set out with 5 ships on a nearly 3-year journey that would take him around the world. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.